Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy, already in progress.
But if you're dead to your sins and you're alive to Christ, then you can do that. But anyway, by the cross, he blotted out this handwriting of ordinances or this list of sins that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So the minute he nailed that thing to his cross, you're done with it. Just make sure you don't sin no more. That's the secret. Stay dead to sin. Don't become alive to the flesh again and let the flesh rot. In fact, I got so tickled at a lady sitting right there where Scott's sitting right now. I asked her yesterday at healing school. I said, you know you have to submit to your husband? She said, yes, I've heard that before. I said, do you have any problem with your husband? She said, not since last night. Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, she said, that was the last problem we've had last night. I said, oh, goodness. I told her, I said, well, I guess me and Cheryl had one last night, too. You know, so does nearly everybody have one every night? There's nothing. What's the deal? Is it easy to have a disagreement? Sure it is. You know, I mean, it's amazing how easy it is to get out of this love walk. I mean, I know I have this problem, but I'm going to get over it. Praise the Lord. Verse 15 and 16. Let's press on here. And having spoiled or disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, the cross. If Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers, if Satan and his host of demons, according to this scripture in Colossians 2, if he's been disarmed totally, completely, then how much power does he have to torment us? None. In other words, if you got your sins repented of and you still got a problem in your life, you need to have somebody pray for you and believe, and then you need to start praising and worshiping the King and standing your ground for your complete deliverance and your complete healing. Because did the cross totally destroy the powers of darkness?
Yes.
According to Scripture, it totally destroyed him. I mean, he has no power. Jesus took that list. I mean, so whenever Jack, which had the back trouble, when I told him he had a sin in his life, and he thought a minute, he said, I guess I do. And so he said, okay, so I'm not supposed to have sin in my life. I said, that's right, so you need to confess it. So he did. He didn't argue with me at all. He just said, I know, I've been a Christian a long time. I know I ain't supposed to be doing what I'm doing, so I'm going to ask God to forgive me, and he did. And then I said, now I'm going to touch you in the name of Jesus, and you're going to be healed. Well, like I say, he left here and got to the car. By the time he got to the car, he was healed, and he's been healed of that back problem ever since. And of course, hadn't got back into those sins no more, right, Jack? When you found out that sin causes a problem, now you look diligently at sin and think, no, I ain't going there. You know, if somebody says something to you or somebody gets on your case and wants to punch you out, you say, well, instead of punching you out like I wanted to before, I want to tell you how much I love you, brother. Isn't that the way you do it? That's the way you do it. And when you walk in love, do you have any problems? No. The devil, he's sitting there saying, I was trying my best to get Thurman and Jackie into a fist fight right there so I could get both of them. But he said, this crazy guy walked up there and said he loved him. He said, so he can't fight against that. The enemy can't fight against love. Is it easy to walk in love? It's really not. It should be. It should be easy. But it's really not easy to walk in love. You know, you can so easily get out of your love walk. And it's a choice. Just like I told that mother and that boy that was right here yesterday, I said, you know, you're going to have to stop this bitterness. I said, y'all are never going to get your prayers. And of course, he just lost his job too. He had a good job and he lost it. I told him, I said, this is why. God's going to get your attention. He says thereafter, he had disfoiled or disarmed the principalities and powers and made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in the cross. Then he says, let no man therefore judge you in meat, that's food, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moons, or of the Sabbath days. You know, if you take that at face value, if I take that at face value, exactly what it says, let no man therefore judge you in meat or food. If I eat in faith, if I pray over everything I eat and I pray over it in faith, I can eat anything I want to eat. and it will not hurt my body. That's why when you, if you're out with me sometimes, but I don't do this all the time, and so I should, but most of the time when I pray over the food, I will say, Lord, I thank you for this food. Now put everything in it I need and take everything out of it I don't need in the name of Jesus. I pray that many a time. Now then, do I do that all the time? No. Unfortunately, when I don't do it in faith, then that's whenever the things I eat are hard for me, hard on me, because I don't pray. That's just like one time somebody said something, do you, sermon, as good a health as you are, at age you are, you must eat everything organic. I said, no, I don't think I eat anything organic. I said, I just eat what I want to eat when I want to eat it. And so whenever I look at these scriptures, I say, you know, I can eat anything I want to eat. And so I said, Lord, I was sitting right there and I just looked up and said, Lord, what would I have to do to make this food all organic? And just as clear as a bell, he said, just pray over it. Just pray over it. And it's organic. Well, that's a whole lot cheaper than going to the store and getting everything organic. Isn't that right? So, I mean, did God say right there, let no man therefore judge you in what you eat or in what you drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moons or of the Sabbath days? Just like Dave said something, I believe it was Dave yesterday in a healing school, telling about a man that contacted me and said, Thurman, I've been listening to your stuff and said, boy, you do everything right but one thing. He said, you don't keep the Sabbath. He said, and you know you have to keep the Sabbath. I thought, now, wait a minute. I'm thinking to myself, if I have to keep the Sabbath, if I'm breaking the Sabbath, if I'm breaking a law of God as critical as the Sabbath, then why in the world would God answer my prayer? But he does answer my prayer, and he answers it over and over and over. So I think, okay, then the scripture says, and Dave went over that yesterday in Galatians, I am free in Christ, and everything is legal for me. Everything. Everything. You know, I mean, they got to thinking about that in the book of Acts. They said, you know, this can't be. We can't tell the people that it's legal to do everything. We just can't. I mean, we've been living under the law forever. So we can't tell them it's legal for them to do everything. So let's come up with a set of rules. Now, is that man? In other words, just let the Spirit drive you. Whatever, if you start to do something and the Holy Spirit don't tell you don't do that, you're okay. But if the Spirit tells you don't do that, don't go there. You know, you start to tell somebody a little white lie. I guarantee you, the minute you start to tell that little lie and you know it's not a lie, it's something inside you says don't do that. Do y'all have that same conviction? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I mean, you may think, well, goodness gracious, Lord, I can't tell them that. It'll make them mad at me, so I got to change it just a little bit. And I mean, the minute you start to tell, as soon as you open your mouth, the Spirit says, don't do that. That's a lie. Y'all have all had the same experience just like me, huh? Yeah. Just think, if the Spirit tells you can do it, it's okay. If the Holy Spirit tells you, it's okay, you can do it. So you sit down to eat, and like my wife, she loves pork sandwiches. Oh, she loves pork. See, nearly every time we go somewhere, she's got a pork sandwich. She eats a pork sandwich. But guess what? Most people will tell you, you can't eat pork. Well, let me tell you, you can't unless you pray over it. Because it will create problems in your body if you don't pray. Now, if you're not a Christian that believes God's word and you know his word and you know how to stand on his word, I guarantee pork can be hard on you. I know a man that owned a television station one time, and he was in Israel, and he had a problem, and they did surgery on him over there. And they said the reason he had the problem in his brain because he ate too much pork. So when he come back from over there, I asked him, I said, I know the man personally for years. I said, do you ever pray over that food and ask God to put everything in it you need and take everything out you don't? He said, well, I pray over it, but I don't say that. I said, well, if I was you and if I was going to eat pork after this day, I believe I'd ask God to take everything out I don't need. He said, well, I might forget. So he said, I just ain't going to eat pork no more. So I said, okay, you can do it either way you want to. You know, is that right? He can walk in faith and not eat pork, or he can walk in faith and eat pork. It all depends on what you want. But the scripture, when I go to the scripture says right here, let no man therefore judge you in food, meat, or in drink. Now, Miss Peggy told me a long time ago to quit drinking Dr. Peppers. And I quit drinking Dr. Peppers because I looked at this woman and I looked at the shape she's in and she is a wonderful woman of health. And she said she would not eat, would not drink a carbonated drink under no conditions. She would not defile her temple. So I listened to that girl, and in the last several years, since she told me that, I have not had one single Dr. Pepper. But technically speaking, according to this, I could drink my Dr. Peppers if I wanted to. But I'm just not going to put God to the test. You know, I'm really not. So anyway, you know, if when she told me that, I think something like this, takes 32 8-ounce glasses of pure, clean water to bring my pH back to normal after I drank one Dr. Pepper. Something like that. I don't remember. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know it was a bunch. And so I think, okay, Lord, if it's that hard on my flesh, maybe the best thing for me to do is just not drink them. So that way I don't have to worry about drinking in faith, right? If I don't do it, I don't have to worry about it. So let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink. But it does say, Scripture does say, let therefore no man judge you in meat or food or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Do I have to keep the Sabbath? No. I mean, every day is a Sabbath for me. You know, I can preach on Sunday, or I can preach on Saturday. You know, we can do anything. We're free in Christ. When you realize you're dead to sin and you're free in Christ, that means you can do anything you want to do that the Spirit doesn't tell you. If you're led by the Spirit of God, anything you want to do, if the Spirit don't tell you, don't do that, it's legal for you. It's legal. Let's go to the next verse, 17. Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intriguing of those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. If you're led by your fleshly mind, you will make multitudes of mistakes. You agree with that? So don't be led by your flesh. Let your spirit be in control. Verse 23 in the NLT, look at this. These rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion, pious self-denial, and severe bodily discipline, but they provide no help in conquering a person's evil desires.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.